Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior. The text for the message is our epistle reading from Romans chapter 10, where Paul writes, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask you, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world." Thus far the text. What a joy it is for me to be here this morning to share with you this 70 years of blessing to the community that your radio broadcasts have been, as you also celebrate 150 years of God's grace through this Zion congregation. Romans 10:17 says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." We have a wonderful promise that God's word will go forth and create faith in the lives of those who hear it. As Lutherans, we cherish the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ came into our world to keep the law perfectly and to die in our place so that we would not be eternally condemned for our sins. But the gospel needs a means to accomplish its purpose. Faith comes from hearing the message, as it says in some translations. It is a truth we treasure as we sit here today and every Sunday and listen to the Word of God proclaimed and preached in our services. But it is also a truth that needs to be heard by the broader community in Lincoln and the surrounding area. So Zion began a history of radio broadcasts of its Sunday services. The year was 1951. Plans were underway to begin a radio station here in Lincoln. And so Walter Ebel and Vernon Gelbach proposed the idea of broadcasting Zion services to the WPRC radio executives. They listened to the proposal and they agreed to it, and the church was allotted the hour from 10:15 to 11:15 on Sunday mornings as soon as the station was ready to broadcast. And so on April 29, 1951, Zion began broadcasting their 10:15 late service over WPRC. This was the very first Sunday that the radio station was on the air. The cost was $30 per Sunday, plus line and technical operator charges, if given a one-year contract. Zion was not only faithful in broadcasting their Sunday services, but also holiday services on Christmas and Good Friday and Easter. At some point, the switch was made to broadcast the early service or 8 a.m. service instead. And Zion services were the longest running program on WPRC, which changed to WLLM in 1999, where it continues airing to this day. The broadcast started with a single microphone switch box, which required someone to be at the box to switch it on, pull that switch at the exact time of service. Eventually, we advanced to a multi-channel mixer and to these wireless microphones to blend audio for the best sound in the sanctuary and on the air. Zion congregation celebrates and is grateful for the many talented members who have faithfully taken on this task of Zion's dedication to the Word being regularly broadcast. We fully cannot measure the impact of all those years of radio broadcasts. We must trust that people are tuning in to the radio and that their lives are changed as they have this opportunity to hear God's Word. But we have God's promise to us that faith comes from hearing the message. And so we can take His word that fruit has been born through the sacrifices of financial support and volunteer hours that you have given to this ministry. Let us also consider the impact of the Word of God on the life of this congregation through 150 years of ministry. Here, too, it is hard to measure the fruit that has been born, but we have seen the faith passed down from generation to generation of the members of this congregation. The preaching from the pulpit, the teaching in Sunday school classes, Bible classes, and confirmation, the Word working through water and bread and wine and the sacraments, all have had a profound impact in imparting and maintaining the faith of generations of families in this congregation. We all have our remembrances of activities that have taken place here at Zion. Christmas pageants, Easter sunrise services, confirmations, baptisms, weddings, funerals, ladies' meetings and men's meetings, Sunday school classes, rally days. Indeed, the entire life of this congregation and community has flowed through these doors and taken place within these walls. And through it all, the presence of the Lord has been with us. In all these events and activities, He has blessed us and ministered to our needs and cared for us. This church has been the place where we come to seek Him and expect to find Him as He has promised. Faith comes from hearing the message. A faithful church member was talking with his unchurched friend about the value of church services. In order to justify why he did not attend church, his unbelieving friend challenged him to recall how many church messages he could distinctly remember over the course of his many years of attending church. The church member responded that he had difficulty recalling the topics of many of those messages, except maybe the most memorable ones from the past few months. But he went on to give this bit of wisdom. You know, my wife has been cooking meals for me throughout the 35 years of our marriage. I could not tell you the menu of most of those meals throughout all of those years, but they were all nourishing to me, and I can promise you that I would be dead now if I had not eaten them. It is the same with the sermon messages that I have heard. I cannot distinctly remember the topics and the flow of all of those sermons, but they were all nourishing to my faith, and I can promise you that I would be spiritually dead today if I had not heard them and digested them. 150 years ago, September 3rd, 1871, almost 150 years to the day, early leaders of this church decided to form a Lutheran congregation that would allow ministry to go on, a place where the Lord could say, "My name will be there." A little over a year later, October 20th, 1872, they dedicated the former Lincoln Congregational Church as the first Lutheran house of worship here in the city. Other buildings would follow as the church grew. They built up this congregation to stand the test of time. But its importance lies not in its durability, but in the promise of God to dwell in this place. Members have brought their church, their children to this church to be baptized. And God has been faithful to His promise of adopting them into His family through the waters of holy baptism. At this altar, sin-sick people have come to receive the forgiveness of their sins and full pardon in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, in, with, and under the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper. In this church, youth were trained in the teachings of the Lutheran faith and were able to give public confession of the gifts that they had received in their baptism and of their lifelong commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Lutheran Church. Here in the education wing, they went to Sunday school and learned the rich heritage of the Bible and the Christian faith. Here they questioned their youth leaders on Sunday mornings about how their Christian faith applied to the many challenging situations that present themselves in our society. Here, from this pulpit, God has fed you Sunday after Sunday with a message of law and gospel prepared and proclaimed by His under-shepherds, the called pastors of this congregation. Here you received comfort when your loved ones died and had their funerals and were laid to rest in the ground, awaiting the resurrection to eternal life. Romans 10:18 goes on to say, "But I ask you, have they not heard? Indeed, they have, for their voice has gone out to the ends of the earth, and their words to the ends of the world." Lutheran Hour Ministries proclaims this powerful word of God through media in over 60 countries around the world today. Just as with you, we have used radio from almost the very beginning of radio back in 1930 to proclaim the gospel over the airwaves and to allow people to hear and to believe in this good news of Jesus Christ. I could give many examples from my own ministry of the power of the word working, but one of the most notable is the Kazakhs coming to faith in Mongolia, even in the face of severe persecution. LHM has been broadcasting in the Kazakh language in Mongolia since 2015. And just as with your radio broadcasts here, that radio broadcast has borne fruit in the lives of those who listen. In June 2017, about 2 years into our ministry there, I was in Mongolia with a Lutheran youth team to lead VBS and sports camps in support of the growth of the Lutheran Church there. Shortly after we left, at the end of June 2017, our LCMS missionary took our good friend, Deacon Bolat, and his family to the airport in Ulaanbaatar, the capital. The last farewell as they ended their term of missionary service in Mongolia to return to their home country of Kazakhstan. 6 years before, Deacon Bolat answered the call to move together with his family from Kazakhstan to Mongolia. When he first arrived, they discovered only 2 known baptized Christians among the Kazakhs in the entire province of Hovd in western Mongolia. After 2 years of tirelessly working on community projects and visiting hundreds of families in the area, what a celebration it was on July 31st, 2013, when we saw our first 13 Western Kazakhstan or Kazakh brothers in Mongolia enter the body of Christ through the cleansing waters of baptism. Since then, the baptized membership in the province has grown to over 130 former Muslims who now follow Jesus and meet regularly in 3 churches in that Hovd province. I was there to witness a service a few years ago where a dozen youth and adult Kazakhs were baptized into the Christian faith, including the aging parents of a local Kazakh leader in the community of Hovd. The road had not always been easy for Bolat. Like almost all foreign missionaries, Bolat and his family faced the struggle of language learning, of cultural stress, and social alienation. About a year after the church was formed, a wave of persecution broke out against that young church. Deacon Bolat was threatened at knife point by fellow Muslim Kazakhs to stop proclaiming Jesus as Messiah among the Kazakhs there, or to face death for himself and his family. Still, in the face of those threats, Bolat carried on with his ministry. To me, the growth of the church among the Kazakhs in Mongolia is a testimony that where the word of God is planted in good soil, it will bear fruit. Here were a people group, nominal Muslims, resistant to the gospel, whose hearts have been changed as they heard the word and believed and encountered Jesus Christ. They have embraced him as they experienced the forgiveness of their sins and freedom from obedience to the harsh Muslim laws. Where there were only 2 Kazakh Christians 13 years ago, the church has blossomed under Bolat's leadership so that 130 youth and adults have been baptized over those years. Indeed, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Through your radio ministry, through the 150-year life of this congregation, and through the worldwide media outreach of Lutheran Hour Ministries, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. The word is powerful because it connects us with Jesus Christ, who was sent by God the Father to win for us forgiveness, life, and salvation. May the Lord continue to bless our proclamation of the word here at Zion and on the radio, and let faith come by hearing. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.